All right, so now for the moment you've all been waiting for, it is my pleasure to reintroduce Dr. Andrew Boysen and his fantastic Symphony No. 6. Thank you. Before we play the final work on the program, I would like to make a few thank yous here. First, to Dr. Jean and Barbara Berry for welcoming me into their house over the last several days. It's been an honor and a pleasure to stay with them. Wonderful people. A big, big, big thank you to Travis Astier, Greg Conway, and Debbie Wadnicki for basically organizing all of this. I mean, even if I wasn't here, big thank you to them for organizing all of this. If you could help me here, it represents an enormous amount of work, an enormous level of musicianship, and an enormous amount of diligence and preparation to make all of these things happen, especially an ensemble like this. So can we recognize all three of you, please, here? About a 33-minute piece, which is longer than a lot of them have probably ever played before. They had to put in a great deal of time and effort on this, and it's really been wonderful to work with them. There's the full program note is in the program there, so if you'd like to read that, I won't belabor it. Other than to say, this is really a traditional symphony in a lot of ways. It's four movements that are connected by three interludes, so there's a four-movement symphony that's played without pause. So each of the movements kind of represents what you would expect to hear in a normal symphony. It's not really programmatic, other than my initial concept of moving from darkness and depth and anger to kind of light and celebration. So there is kind of a passage through this and a journey that I wanted to represent over the course of this piece. Thank you again for welcoming me, and I hope you enjoy Symphony No. 6.